This is Going Public on KRCU, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Our world is filled with endless curiosities that can't always be explained, but they can be explored. Artists nationwide explore their curiosities for science fiction, fantasy, and the surreal in the Flights of Fantasy exhibit at the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri. Sarah Moore, director of the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri, joined me in the studio to talk about this and what people can look forward to from the art community.
We do 2 months for this special exhibit because it's on a national scale level. We have had over 15 states be a part of this exhibit. People applied for it to show their work, artists did, and we had over 160 entries from these artists that were able to apply and get their work juried and if they were able to be part of our national show. We have a little about over 40 artworks. Various mediums. I love this because we have two-dimensional, so like you're painting, you're drawing. We have sculptures. Oh my God, we have this amazing sculpture. I love it. It's right in the middle of our gallery, and it's just really insane. And it was a little difficult putting it in through the door, but we managed. And we have ceramics. We have stuff that's made out of felt, which is just really fun to look at and maybe poke a little. Not really, but it's amazing. One of our best artworks that we have that I love, it was voted best in show, was by Ariel Bauman. She's a ceramicist, and it was called The Explorer. So it's made of ceramic and mixed media. And I encourage you to come in and just kind of look at this because it's just like a bear sitting on top of an elephant made entirely out of ceramic, and kind of its two front feet, the bear's or the elephant's two front feet, are balancing on these four ceramic crates. And the only thing holding it together is just balance. Like, it's not bolted down or anything, so it's kind of scary, but it's just, it's really amazing to just see. And I think one of our biggest questions is why we chose the theme Flights of Fantasy for our National Juried Show. And I think it's just a way to encourage people that visit, to encourage the artist to explore their own curiosities. Like, when people think of Flights of Fantasy, we kind of made it kind of broad, but we just think we have our natural sense of curiosity is drawn to the strange, the unfamiliar and fantastic, the unexplainable and imagined has long been embraced in our society and our cultures, especially in all our art, through subtle or obvious means. And it can be like either traditional or off the wall imagery. And I think that gets people kind of excited. So definitely you guys should all come and see our Flights of Fantasy show at our 16 North Spanish Street.
Well, we were talking about the Flights of Fantasy, and it's been going on since June 2nd, and it's going to be wrapping up July 29th.
Yes, correct.
What other unique pieces were there in the gallery that, you know, you want people to see that they're like, huh, this is interesting?
Well, I think one of the main pieces, definitely, like I said, see the best of show that had the ceramic bear balancing on elephant, but on crates. We also had a second and third place. One was a photographer, and she just has a beautiful portrait of herself, and it has like vines and kind of a cloudy background that was just really, really amazing. We got a lot of great comments on that piece. The other one is probably by Dave Carter, the Amber-Winged Dragonfly. He got the third place from our juried art show, and it's just like a close-up of the dragonfly. But what makes it amazing is because he was able to capture all these colors from the dragonfly that he just took a picture of, and was just to emphasize the texture of the dragonfly, the wings, the head, the eyes, its legs are kind of wrapped around really neatly on this like branch. It's just really, really great. I think when people think of fantasy, they probably think of fairies or dragons. And we have a few of those, but they're really great. This one, it's like a woman in kind of like a tough combat suit and like a great dragon behind her. And it's kind of like, kind of this like gothic type feel, but it's great because it kind of has this comic book character type style to it. So that was one of my favorites as well. Gosh, we just have so many. The other one I think people are just really impressed by, again, is the sculpture that we have in there. It's kind of wrapped around steel bars, and it's like this this person, this abstract person sitting on a house. And it's tall. It's probably over 12 feet tall. So it was mainly meant for the outside, but he entered in his artwork and we were able to get it into the building. So that would be another one that I'm absolutely in love with. But I mean, we have photographs, paintings, we have each and every media with this one, and it's just fabulous. And I encourage everyone to kind of attend and embrace the Flights of Fantasy show. I think everybody has a little art in their heart, so they should come and visit.
Now, are there any like new artists in the community that are starting to stand out that have come through recently?
I know we've got a lot of interest with new artists based on the fact they come in and they want to learn more about our shows or how to. I'm a new and upcoming artist. How can I show my artwork? I think one that comes to mind is maybe Mary Robbins. She does a lot of great works. Randy Simmons, like I said, is the huge pencil artist, graphic artist that makes portraits of people. And he gets that detail that you don't want to be shown, that little wrinkle, the hair follicle or something. But I mean, it's just so personal. I feel like that he's able to capture the look on your face on his models. It's just very intimate and personal, and I think it provides like the inside of somebody's soul just to be able to draw them in such detail. I don't know if you want him to be that intimate with you, but it's just pretty amazing, and I think it would even be great to even watch him do the process, get that detail. And the drawing is huge, so I'm sure it takes him hours or quite a bit of time, a commitment to do something like this.
And that's definitely one of the artists to look out for.
Yes. Randy Simmons, I think Mary Robbins, Dave Carter, Laura Schumper, definitely the people who won awards. Ariel Bauman, she's the one that did the ceramics for the circus bear, the circus elephant, all balancing on these dangerous trunks with its two front feet.
Obviously, we are coming into July. What other exciting things are happening this month within the art community here in Southeast?
Well, after July, we'll definitely be getting started with the Tunes of Twilight. I think everybody know and what that is for the fall series. The other thing that is happening is currently we just hung up an exhibit called Art for the Health of It, and that's at the Southeast Hospital. We just got done with that, and the whole mission of hanging up art in the hospital is just to add a calming sense to those who need it, who are in distress, who aren't feeling well. Instead of seeing all the blank walls, they have this beautiful wall full of color, full of art, just something to kind of take their mind off, just to bring a calming sense to the environment of a hospital where people can be, again, distressed, just not feeling well. And this kind of uplifts them, gives them a little boost, a sense of wonder for them to take their mind off where they are right now.
Any type of exciting things happening for this total solar eclipse that you can talk about right now, or are you just still trying to work out things for it?
I think we're still trying to work out things for it. I don't know if we'll do anything special. I know several communities are trying to get like a chalk festival up. I think some people are even trying to do like experiments of like capturing the eclipse on a video. I know the surrounding states are just really getting prepping for this, just really getting ready for the mass amounts of people that are going to come here where we have, you know, the greatest totality for the eclipse. But currently, I haven't heard anything recently concerning the art community getting ready for it. If anything, I think the art community would just do something kind of like a plein air painting where they just kind of set up shop during the time and they quickly paint what they see. But other than that, we don't have anything prepared yet. It's something that we're going to be talking about probably soon, since it's coming up in August. Yeah, so be on the lookout. I'm sure the Arts Council may do something special.
I guess the next question would be, what is the current stage of the murals on the flood wall?
Okay, so Craig Thomas, who is a local artist here, he's been part of the Visual Arts Cooperative for years, and we love Craig at the Arts Council. He is just extremely helpful, just a great resource for artists in the community. So if you guys have any questions, I would definitely contact Craig. He's your guy. But he is the guy that was commissioned and chosen to do Journal McKee's portrait on the mural. So we're really excited about that. It's almost done. I walked it over this weekend. I encourage people to walk over while it's still in transitioning. I believe he just has the head and the top shoulders are done. I think he just has to finish the guy's uniform, the general's uniform. And it's just really exciting to see Craig work. He's used to working in large scales. He's done plein air paintings. He's done chalk paintings, chalk festivals. It's a really inspiration to see Craig work.
Now, how many more panels of the flood wall are going to be added to it in addition as far as whoever's going to be next? Are these going to be more faces of people from Missouri, Southeast Missouri?
It's kind of up in the air, I want to say. Some people just kind of would come up and be like, hey, this would be a great idea to put on the wall, or this person has been a great Southeast Missourian. He's from Cape, or she or whoever is from Cape. They should get on the wall. So I think what the proper placement is, you have to send it a proposal, and then the public art committee will be able to discuss that proposal and see if it's something that we can do, or figure out ways of how we can accomplish the next mural. But right now, I think it's just General McGee's that's next and about to be finished.
Well, that's all I have, unless you have anything else you would like to add to this.
No, I think I'm good. thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. That was Sarah Moore, Director for the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri.